How much tape is out there on Penn? How easy was it to scout what they were going to have coming?
Well, it wasn't easy at all because you're watching Penn to get a feel for their personnel, and then you're watching Brown to get an idea for how they're going to play. So it wasn't easy at all. But I thought our guys made great adjustments on the floor. They confused us with some stuff in the first half because there's some stuff that we didn't see on tape. And then our guys adjusted and did a great job second half defensively on the defensive end.
Can you talk about some of those adjustments that he made? Obviously, you know, being able to score way more consistently in the second half than towards the end of the first half.
Well, the key was, one, getting stops, which they almost shot 60% in the first half. So it's tough to run, which is what we have to do. Get easy buckets in transition. It's tough to run if you can't get stops. And then we were able to put more ball pressure on the ball so the passes weren't as easy. It's what we tried to do, and fortunately for us, it worked out a little bit. And then we were able to get that first rebound, and now we got on transition, got some easy buckets, and we were able to get into a rhythm.
What about getting their point guard in foul trouble and then getting him off the floor? You guys made your run in the first half with him on the bench, and then in the second half, late in the game, he's not out there, and you can see what happened.
Jabber's a great player. I mean, we all know that. He's an NBA talent. He's a point guard that controls everything, offensively, defensively. He has such an impact on the game because he's able to disrupt any offense because he's so active defensively, on the ball, off the ball. I mean, he was fourth in the country in steals last year. So it was big for us when he went to the bench. That wasn't our game plan. We were just fortunate it happened that way. Kind of like our guys, he had some reaching fouls that maybe or maybe not were fouls, but when he was on the floor, we were able to make a run. And it was kind of interesting that our – you know, we got four guys from Philadelphia that all play summer league with their guys. They're all familiar with each other's game, so it was neat. And Marvin Kilgore's a talented point guard. I think zero is in the country. As he gets settled back into Division One, I think we're going to see him grow and grow and grow and grow.
How does this game set up for your team over the course of the weekend? Is how much confidence does it give your team, do you think?
Oh, it gives us a huge amount of confidence. You're talking about a NCAA tournament team, Ivy League champs, three seniors that have been through it, a point guard who's an NBA level point guard. So it's going to give our guys a bunch of confidence, huge confidence booster. Well, I can't let them get too overconfident. They got to stay grounded because we got a game in less than 24 hours.
Coach, did you like what you saw down the stretch with your guys? Pretty much for the most part making their free throws.
No, that was huge. We something we had struggled through in the preseason is making free throws. Composure is something that a young team has to develop. Right now, my guys are struggling with that because when you've got a 4-point lead, you can't put them on the foul line. You just guard solid. You don't gamble. You don't take chances. I got Darren Clark, fouls him as we're up four, puts him right to the foul line. I got Maurice, who fouls on an offensive rebound attempt, puts him on the foul line. An experienced team doesn't do that. An experienced team, but the only way you gain experience is to go through it. So hopefully now I can show these guys on tape the mistakes they made, and we can learn from them.
Opted to go with four guards down the stretch there the last couple of minutes when the guys fouled out. Just put your best players on the floor.
Best players. Not much depth up front. And when you get behind Victor and Jeremy, there's not a lot we can go to there. And I didn't want to put some of these other guys that didn't get a chance to play the entire game in a position where they could do something that would cost us the game and then I lose them for a while, and I didn't want to do that to him. So I thought Kevin gave us some great minutes off the bench. Everybody was huge and really guarded, really played well. Let me tell you something, that's a good team we beat. That's a heck of a team we beat. So it's a heck of a first win for me. But I told my guys, you guys got all the credit because you're the ones who grounded out in that second half and got stops when we needed and got rebounds. How about Jeremy Sampson? How about Jeremy? No rebounds at halftime. And I challenged him. I challenged him at halftime, aggressively. And he responded. And that's what I want to see.
You talked about the inexperience of your team. Outside of the foul shots, how much of what they were doing in the last 2-3 minutes were you able to script the program to make sure they were doing what you wanted to do?
We do it every day in practice. When you got a young team that hasn't been through it and the inexperience, we've been doing situations for the last month. Every day we go, whether we're down 7 with 3 minutes to go or up 8 with 4 minutes to go, we talk about situations. Those helped us tonight, but still at the same time we made some mistakes, but we'll just go back, watch the tape, and we'll work on it.
What does it say to the character of this team what happened today?
Well, I don't think character on this team has ever been an issue. When you say character, you think bad kids. I don't think we have bad kids. I think we got great kids with great character and great integrity. It talks about the toughness of our kids. That's what it talks about. And when you got a team that that doesn't quit when they're down. Something I thought we did the other night against Lubbock Christian, I don't know if it had to do with the opponent, but that's not going to be my team. That's not going to be my team. I told those guys after that game that I don't care what the score is, whether we're down 2 or whether we're down 20, we always got a chance, because for us it starts on the defensive end.